So we have a word of prayer. Our Heavenly Father, we come before you this morning. We ask that you open our eyes so that we can see the wonderful thing that's written in the gospel and help us to know your will and to walk in step with the Holy Spirit so that we be blessed not only now and also in the life to come. Hear my prayer and listen to my cry for mercy, and I pray all this in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. So, in verse 15, I talk about the mighty work of the Holy Spirit. And Paul not only mentioned it to the saint in Ephesus, that the moment they believe in Jesus Christ, the Holy Spirit is going to enter into their heart. And then they have the assurance that they will take inheritance from God. So in verse 15, for this reason, ever since I heard about your faith in the Lord, and I heard about your love for all the saints, because this church, this letter was written in chapter 1, verse 1, is written to the saint and written to the faithful in Christ Jesus. They set themselves apart and they have faith in the Lord Jesus Christ. And after they believe in Jesus Christ, they love one another. And that means they fulfill the command of God. You write that down, Ephesians 1:15. You write down First John 3:23. God's command to us is to believe in the name of His Son Jesus Christ. And after you believed in Him, and according to the command of Jesus Christ, we have to love one another. And ever since Paul heard about their faith in the Lord Jesus Christ, they put their faith in the Son, God's Son, Jesus Christ. And then they, according to the Jesus' command, they love one another. So Paul going to give them higher blessing, brother and sister. If you want to get higher blessing, you have to prove yourself that you have faith in our Lord Jesus Christ. And then your faith has to back up by your action. That is your love for all the saints. And if you have that, and Paul said that in verse 16, I have not stopped giving thanks for you, remembering you in my prayer. And I keep asking, he keep asking until brother and sister in the church of Ephesus receive this kind of blessing. I keep asking the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the glorious Father, may give you the spirit of wisdom and revelation. Brother and sister, that is the higher blessing. If Paul had to keep asking, how much more the recipient, the saint in Ephesus and the faithful in Christ Jesus, we also have to keep asking, asking for greater gifts. I want you to write that down. Write down right beside verse 17. Learn from the faithful worker. What do they pray for? And so that we can receive the same kind of blessing as Paul prayed for. I want you to write down Matthew 7:11, Luke 11:13. Even though Matthew said that, recorded what Jesus said, even though we are not a good father, but if our children come to us and ask us for blessing, we give them the best. We give them the best. And how much more our Heavenly Father, if you keep asking, they will give you the best. As far as Matthew is concerned, he didn't mention what kind of blessing it is. But as far as Luke is concerned, because Luke is a man of prayer, and he know that this kind of blessing is the Holy Spirit. Let's turn to Matthew chapter 7, verse 11. If you, then though you are evil, you know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more will your Father in heaven, that Father is the glorious Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. He's a glorious one. He wants all his children to be glorious too. And how much more will your Father in heaven give you good gifts to those who ask him? That ask him is keep on asking. In the Greek word, you keep on asking until you receive the good gifts. Matthew chapter 7, verse 11, we don't know what kind of good gift it's all about. But in Luke chapter 11:13, if you then, though you are evil, know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more will your Father in heaven give you the Holy Spirit? As long as you keep on asking. Right beside ask, you write down Ephesians chapter 1 verse 17. Ever since Paul heard that you people have faith in the Lord Jesus Christ and love one another according to the command of our Lord Jesus Christ, you obey him. Whatever you ask, God going to give it to you. I want you to write that down. 1:15 come first and 1:17 come after. You want your prayer to be answered. You write that down. Psalm 99, verse 6 and 7. There are three people, Aaron, Moses, and Samuel. When they prayed to God, God answered their prayer. Why? Why would God answer their prayer? Because when God speaks to them, they listen and they obey. You obey God and God hear your prayer. You keep asking, you're going to get it. So we have to do our part. Ever since Paul said that, I heard that you have faith in the Lord Jesus, and then you love one another. Then every time when he prayed with joy. He know that these kind of people are going to get a better gift and to know Jesus better. So he want to take us to a higher ground, higher blessing, better gifts. Okay? I read that to you, Psalm 99, verse 6. Moses and Aaron were among his priests. Samuel was among those who call on his name. They call on the Lord, and he answered them. When they keep asking to the Lord for blessing, and God answered them. Why? Verse 7, give us the reason why. Why some people, when they cry out to God, I want to give you the another side of the story. You write down Proverbs 1:17. Those people who fear God, the fear of the Lord is the beginning of knowledge. But some other people, they despise God. They don't love his word. Proverbs 1:7, not 1:17. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of knowledge. But fools despise wisdom and discipline. There's a consequence if you despise wisdom and instruction, if you despise discipline and despise wisdom. You have to face the consequences. What are the consequences? When you pray to God, when you are in distress, when you are in trouble, you cry out to God, God will not listen to your prayer. Turn to chapter 1, verse 22. How long will you, simple one, love your simple way? How long will mockers delight in mockery? How long will fool hate knowledge? If you had responded to my rebuke, I would pour out my heart to you. And I prefer the interpretation, I will pour out my Holy Spirit to you and make my thought known to you and make my words known to you, so that you have the Holy Spirit and so that you have the Holy Word within your heart if you respond to the Lord's rebuke. But since you reject me when I call and no one give heed when I stretch out my hand, since you ignore all my advice and will not accept my rebuke, I in turn will laugh at your disaster and I will mock when calamity overtakes you. When calamity overtakes you like a storm, when disaster sweeps over you like a whirlwind, when distress and trouble overwhelm you, then they will call to me, but I will not answer. Circle the word. They will call to me, but I will not answer. They will look for me, but will not find me. Why? You write that down. 129. And you write that down. Right beside 129, you write down 17. Because you are a fool who despise wisdom and discipline, and you have to face the consequences. You write down the name, King Saul, and he's the battle in the Old Testament. You write down the name, Judah, the betrayer. He's a fool. Then they will call to me, and I will not answer. They will look for me, but will not find me. Since they hate knowledge, and did not choose to fear the Lord. Since they would not accept my advice and spurn my rebuke. If they accept my rebuke, I will pour my spirit unto them. If they respond to my rebuke, I will make my word known to them. They know how to pray to me, but they don't. They will eat the fruit of their way and be filled with the fruit of their scheme. For the waywardness of the simple will kill them, and the complacency of fools will destroy them. But whoever listens to me and live in safety, whoever listens to me will live in safety and be at ease without fear of harm. I said that right beside the fool, you write down King Saul. Why would I say that? Turn to Psalm 18. Psalm 18, verse 1, but in the English translation, verse 1 is, I love you, O Lord, my strength. That is not the verse 1. The verse 1 is the small printing. I read that to you. 18, verse 1 in the Hebrew Bible, for the director of music of David, the servant of the Lord, he sang to the Lord the word of this song, when the Lord delivered him from the hand of all his enemy, from the hand of Saul, he said, Lord, I love you. You are my strength, because God hears the prayer of King David. I prove that to you. In verse 4, when David faced distress and trouble. 18:4, the cord of death entangled me. The terrain of destruction overwhelmed me. Just like in verse 1, Proverbs 2, verse 1. The righteous people face the same kind of disaster as the wicked people. The cord of death entangled me. The terrain of destruction overwhelmed me. The cord of the great coil around me and the snare of death confronted me. In my distress, I call to the Lord and I cry to my God for help. From his temple, he heard my voice and my cry came before him into his ear. The Lord heard the prayer of King David. Ignore the prayer of King Saul. When the Lord hears his prayer, that's the consequences in verse 7. The earth trembled and quaked. The foundations of the mountain shook. They trembled because God was angry, because they persecuted David. And then in verse 16, God reached down from on high and took hold of King David. He drew him out of deep water. He rescued me from my powerful enemy, from my foe who were too strong for me. They confronted me in the day of my disaster, but the Lord was my support. He brought me out into a spacious place. He rescued me because he delighted in me. King David delighted in the Lord, and the Lord delighted in him. And then keep going. Right beside verse 4 to 41, Psalm 18, you write down the name King Saul and Judah. They cried for help, but there was no one to save them. No one to save them. Do you remember? I want you to write it down right beside Judah. Matthew chapter 27. All these Bible verses, I want you to at home to do your homework, to study it, and then impress upon your heart so that when you're in trouble, you know how to pray, you know how to turn to God. Matthew chapter 27, early in the morning, all the chief priests and the elders of the people came to the decision to put Jesus to death. They bound him and led him away and handed him over to Pilate, the governor. When Judas, who has betrayed him, saw that Jesus was condemned, he was seized with remorse and returned the 30 silver coin to the chief priest and the elder. I have sinned, he said, for I have betrayed innocent blood. And I want you to write that down. Right beside their reply. What is that to us? That is your responsibility. Right beside verse 4, the latter part of verse 4, you write that down. When Judah cried for help, when King Saul cried for help, no one to save them, for there was no one to save them. Right beside no one. When King David said that, he mean what he say, because he's a prophet. He understood what he's writing. You write down 1 Samuel chapter 28, chapter 28, verse 4, all the way to verse 7. The Philistines assembled and came and set up camp at Shunem, while Saul gathered all the Israelites and set up camp at Gilboa. When Saul saw the Philistine army, he was afraid. Terror filled his heart. He inquired of the Lord, but the Lord did not answer him. by dream or Urim or prophet. You write that down. No one answered his prayer. Not the prophet, not the Urim, not the dream. And not God himself either. And he's a fool. When he cried out to God, God did not answer him. He's a proud man. He turned to medium. He said to his attendant, find me a woman who is a medium, so I may go and inquire of her. You write down 1 Samuel chapter 31. He was killed the next day. I want you to write that down. Matthew chapter 27. When the betrayer Judah was seized with remorse, and then he asked for help from the chief priests. Chief priests is plural. And the elders, and say to them, I have sinned. He said, I have betrayed innocent blood. And then they reply, what is that to us? That is your responsibility. I want you to write that down. Psalm 18:41. They cry for help, but there was no one to save them. When they cried to the Lord, but the Lord did not answer. Brother and sister, I want you to write that down. This is a very sad scenario. Right beside 18:41, you write down Psalm 99, verse 6 and 7. You say to the Lord, I want to follow the very footstep of Moses, Aaron, and Samuel. When they cry out to you, you answer them. When King David cried out to you, you answer him. You rescue him and you deliver him. You're going to reap what you sow. Make sure you sow good seeds when you are in a peaceful time. Prepare yourself for calamity to come. I don't care whether you are a wise builder or foolish builder. According to Matthew chapter 7, verse 24 to 27, both of them will face storm, will face calamity, but Proverbs chapter 12, verse 21, no calamity before the righteous. When they come, it's okay. God will protect you. But as far as the wicked is concerned, they are filled with trouble. No one will help you because you despise the fear of the Lord and you despise wisdom and God's word. I pray you walk in step with the Holy Spirit. That is the best gift. Yesterday, when I finished the preaching in the North Church, is a regular routine, is my wife doing the shopping, and then I stay in the car and read the Bible. And yesterday I didn't. So I went shopping with them. And after shopping, I say, have you finished it? She said, finish it. So I take another route to go back to the south side. Normally, I take the route of the 149th Street, that route, Yellow Head Trail. But this time, I take the route to go to downtown. When I go in the midway, I hear a voice. Say, I would like you to visit Lau Gong Gan. He's the father of Kit Fong. But my memory wasn't that great. So I went to the general hospital. I don't remember it's the third floor. I don't remember it's the fifth floor or sixth floor or seventh floor. And I called Frank. Frank's not around. And then Lorraine picked up the phone. Lorraine said she didn't know either. So I left a message to Kit Fong. I say, I'm at the downstairs on the general hospital. But what's the room number of your father? And lo and behold, when I talk to Lorraine, the call is coming. I didn't pick it up. So I call her back and she tell me the room number. I go up to see her father. And lo and behold, very, very weak. And gasping for the oxygen. And I'm glad the Holy Spirit speak to me to visit him. I lay hand on him. I pray for him. One thing make me very, very glad is Kit Fong text me last week, say that my father is very weak. And can you hold the memorial service for my father? I say, of course, I can. And when I reply to her, I say, I pray that our God gonna sustain his life so that all his family members will come to the saving knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ. When I entered the room, I met a woman. She's very happy. She realized that I'm Pastor John. I haven't seen her. She haven't seen me. She said, Pastor John, I would like to believe in Jesus Christ. Can you imagine? You are the head of the household. You are male. Key, when did you visit him that you lead him to Christ and baptize him? That in before the Christmas time, right? Last year. Isn't it? Eh? December the 3rd, right? So and the next day, after he baptized him and take me to the place, and then he also lead his elder son to Jesus Christ, but he didn't come to the church. And this time is the first time I met Kit Fong's mother. She's smiling, say, Pastor John, I want to believe in Jesus Christ. If you are the head of the household, you believe in Jesus Christ, all your family will be saved. Just like Acts chapter 16, verse 31. Believe in the Lord, you and your entire household will be saved. If you are the head of the household and you are a foolish man, your entire family will suffer harm. If you are the head of the household, make sure you are wise. You fear the Lord. Do you hear me, Moses? Make sure you follow the Old Testament Moses. Okay? Be wise. When you cry out to God and God answers your prayer, that's a good deal. Doesn't matter what calamity come upon you. You hold on to the Bible verses. Proverbs chapter 12, verse 21. No harm before the righteous. Because I put my faith in our Lord Jesus Christ. I obey God's command to love one another. When I listen to your command, and when I'm in distress and in trouble, I cry out to you. I pray, O Lord, that you fulfill the word that's written in Proverbs chapter 12, verse 21. No harm before me. Just like Matthew, right beside 12:21a in Proverbs, you write down Matthew chapter 7, verse 24 to 25. When the storm comes, because I'm a wise builder, I listen to your advice, I obey, and I do something about that. When the storm comes, my building, the work of my hand, stand firm, will not collapse. Whereas those who do not listen to the word of the Lord, when the storm comes, when disaster comes, you cry out to the Lord say, no one will help you. You cry out to the Lord, even the Lord will not answer you. Why? Because you despise the fear of the Lord. You despise wisdom and knowledge. Don't do that. Do I make myself clear? We go back. Go back to Ephesians chapter 1, verse 17. 1:15 is the step that you have to do. Lord, I believe in you, and I obey you to love one another. You know why Gideon's mother believed in the Lord Jesus Christ? It's not because of what I've done. It's not because of what he has done. It's because what Gideon has done to his father, to her father and to her mother. Having a godly woman like Gideon, anyone, she wasn't married, anyone who marry her will be blessed. She is the woman that is recorded in Proverbs chapter 31. She is a woman of noble character who can find. Because of her, her father come to know Christ. Because of her, her mother come to know Christ. I left that place. I think I arrived that place at around 4 o'clock, something like that. I left that place at 6 o'clock. And I see all their children, except the younger son, and all the offspring. When I arrived home, I didn't check my cell phone. By the time when I checked my cell phone at 9 o'clock, I see the message from Gideon, 6:45. The Lord took my father to heaven. When I pray, it's amazing. The Lord say, I want you to go to see him. I go and see him. I listen to that voice. I go and see him. I lay hand on him. I say, Lord, I hold his hand. I say, Lao Baba, Lao Gong Gan, do not be afraid. You are in good hand. And then after I left, the Lord sustained him until I see him. When I see this family, they smile. They say, I want to believe in Jesus. I stay there for 2 hours, and then I go home. 6:45. The Lord took him. Spare him from all the pain. When she go to find a funeral home, the funeral director asked her, do you have a pastor to lead the worship? Gideon said, yes. What's the name of the pastor? He said, Pastor John Lamb. So, oh, he's busy. He will be in New York. That mean she want to charge more to give another pastor to. I say, you know what? I know. I don't know what happened tomorrow. But one thing I do know, every time when I go to New York, the the plane ticket that I booked is Saturday, 1 o'clock midnight. 1 o'clock is wee hour. Okay, that means Friday evening after Bible study, I have to drive to the airport, and I will come back on Tuesday. For now, he passed away. From Monday to Friday, I'm good to go. The Lord knows everything. Pastor, go to New York. My Lord is in good hand. When he speaks to you through the Holy Spirit, I want you to do this, you just do it. And you see the finger of God. That's the best gift that we can ever get. The Heavenly Father, the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, the glorious Father. Paul keep praying that God going to give you the spirit of revelation and spirit of wisdom so that you know Jesus. You know him better. You know him more than any other people know him. That's a good gift. Make sure we not only have the Holy Spirit dwell within our heart, allow him to talk to you. What you should do, what you should not do. If I ignore this kind of voice, and if I do not recognize this voice is from the Lord, and I will regret when Gibbon called me, my father passed away. But before he passed away, and I was with him, I lay hand on him and tell him, do not be afraid. You are in good hand. Do you know that when we pass away, according to Hebrews chapter 1, verse 14, we have the ministering spirit angel taking up to the heaven. Because we don't know the way, he's going to take us up. He's going to show us the way. So I say, do not be afraid. You are in good hands. And I am extremely happy to listen to the voice of the Lord and see a good result. Okay? Keep going. Ephesians chapter 1, verse 17. I keep asking that the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the glorious Father, may give you the spirit of wisdom and revelation. Praying like that pleases the Lord, because that's the will of the Lord for us to pray like that. He keep asking, even though it's the right thing to do, it's the right word to pray, but he still have to keep asking. If Paul had to keep asking, how much more do we have to keep asking? Brother and sister, right beside keep asking, you write down Luke chapter 18, verse 1 to 8. Don't give up when you keep asking until you get what you want from our Lord Jesus Christ. He will reward you when you keep asking. Do not give up. Do not lose heart. Do not be afraid. Keep asking. So he keep asking that the glorious Father may give you the spirit of wisdom and revelation. Right beside the spirit of wisdom and revelation, you write down Matthew chapter 7, verse 11, Luke 11, verse 13. That's the best gifts that you ever get in your own life. Because if you have the wisdom, knowing what to do, if you have a revelation, know what God's will is in your life, you are good to go. For sure, you can enter the kingdom of God. On top of that, you'll be richly rewarded. And I'm happy to see this young man. What's your name, young man? Ronald? Or Ronald or Donald? Ronald, Okay. Keep going. 18. Let's hear his prayer. I divided his prayer, verse 18, into three parts. I pray that the eyes of your heart may be enlightened in order that you may know the hope to which he has called you. Number two, the riches of his glorious inheritance in the saint. Number three, verse 19, and his incomparably great power for us who believe. Write down three things. From 18 to 19. 118 to 19. Divide to A, B, and C. Three things. Number one, God calling. Number two, God's inheritance. Number three, God's power. First of all, I talk about God's calling. Right beside A, 1:18a, Ephesians, you write down Romans 1:5, 1:6, 1:7. Three parts. 1:5, God called us. Right beside 1:5, you write down Proverbs, write down Romans 16:26. Romans 16:26, you write down equal to 1:5. So 1:5 is what? God called us not only believe in our Lord Jesus Christ, but also obey him. God called you not only believe in our Lord Jesus Christ, the Son of God, but to obey him, to love one another. That is equivalent to Ephesians 1:15. 1:15. Ever since I heard that, you put your faith in our Lord Jesus Christ and love one another, you're faithful in obeying God's command, I pray that you get a higher blessing, higher reward, a better thing to come. So that's what God calling us. God calling us not only believe in him, God calls us to obey him. And then 1:15 say, that obedience come from faith. In other words, that obedience come from faith. You write that down. And then you write that down, James chapter 2. James say that, if you say you believe in God, don't you know that Satan also believe in God, but trembling and fear, has no peace. Why? Because Satan do not obey God. So believing in God is not good enough. Prove your faith in God is genuine by your action, by your obedience. Because Ephesians chapter 2, verse 2, for those who disobey God, the evil spirit will guide you, will control you. You don't want the evil spirit to control you, don't you? Or you want the Holy Spirit to control your life, right? Because the evil spirit is at work in those who disobey God. You say, how do you know? Of course I know. Take a look at Gospel of John chapter 6. Take a look at Gospel of John chapter 13. You know what Jesus say? One of you belongs to Satan.
that talk about Judah. And then in chapter 13, Satan entered into his heart so that he betrayed Jesus. Don't let the evil spirit to control your life because of your disobedience. I say that one more time. When you obey God, it is because of the work of the Holy Spirit. When you put your faith in God, it's because of the work of the Holy Spirit. Ephesians 1:13-14. The moment you believe in Jesus Christ, the Holy Spirit come upon you. I want you to write that down. 1 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 3. When you hear the gospel, you hear the message, and you believe in it, you don't curse God, you don't oppose it. It is because the Holy Spirit is at work in you. The reason you disobey God, because you keep in step with the evil spirit. You obey the evil spirit. We believe in Jesus because of the Holy Spirit. We obey Jesus' command because of the Holy Spirit. And that faith is a genuine faith because the Holy Spirit is at work in you. I say that one more time. I want you to go to another Paul teaching. First Thessalonians chapter 2, verse 13. And we also thank God continually because when you receive the word of God, which you heard from us, you accept it not as the word of man, but as it is actually the word of God, which is at work in you who believes. Make sure the word of God is at work in you. What is the word of God? According to Gospel of John chapter 6, verse 63, my word, the word that I have spoken, they are spirit and they are life. When the word of God is at work in you, that means the Holy Spirit is at work in you. When the work of Satan is at work in you, that means the evil spirit is at work in you. Does that make sense, Miriam? Make sure the word of God is at work in you. You obey that work. And then you are moved by the Holy Spirit and finish his work. When I hear the voice saying that, I want you to visit this person, you can say yes, you can say no. You say yes, you walk in step with the Holy Spirit. When you say no, you grieve the Holy Spirit. You quench the Spirit fire. And he's not going to talk to you. Keep going. According to Romans 1:6, I talk about God calling. God called you to believe in him. God called you to obey him too. Secondly, God called you to belong to our Lord Jesus Christ. Belongs to him. You don't belong to yourself. If God called you to belong to him, you write that down. 1 Corinthians 1:9. Right beside Romans 1:6, you write down 1:9. God, who has called you into fellowship with his son, Jesus Christ, our Lord. God called you to have a close relationship with our Lord Jesus Christ. When you have a close relationship with our Lord Jesus Christ, then you know that you belong to Jesus Christ. If you disobey him, you don't know that you belong to him. You thought that you belong to yourself. Same as the wicked people say, my tongue, my mouth belongs to me. I can say whatever I like. But if you have fellowship, close fellowship with Jesus Christ, then you're going to say what God wants you to say. You're going to hear what God wants you to hear. And you're going to do what God wants you to do. You have a close relationship with him. Can you imagine if you have a close relationship with a person who smoked marijuana? Very likely you're going to smoke marijuana. Am I right? If you have a close fellowship with those who like to get drunk, will you have a sip of alcohol too? What happened if you have a close relationship with Pastor John? Will you go to prayer meeting? Very likely you go to prayer meeting too, right? That's it. I make myself clear. God called you to belong to our Lord Jesus Christ. How do I know I belong to my Lord Jesus Christ? Because God called you to have a fellowship with his son Jesus Christ. How do I have a close fellowship with the son Jesus Christ? Donald, could you give me some illustration? If I have a daily study of the scripture, do I have a close fellowship with my Lord Jesus Christ? If I keep watching the YouTube video regarding the worldly stuff to fulfill the craving of your sinful nature, do you have a close fellowship with Jesus Christ by watching this kind of stuff? No, eh? All right. He go with the wise, become wise. The companion of a fool suffer harm. Make sure you know who do you spend time with. Does that make sense? Thirdly, God calling you to be saint, to be the holy people. Well, I say, what good does it do to be the saint? You write down Psalm 149, verse 4 and 5. What kind of blessing the saint receive? He's going to crown you, crown the humble people with salvation. You have the honor to be saved by Jesus Christ. In verse 4 and 5, Psalm 149. Psalm 149, verse 9. He's going to give you a crown to be the judge, to be the king. And you're going to judge all the wicked people. Don't you know we have this kind of blessing to judge the whole world according to the word of God? Don't you know that? That's good stuff. Fortunately that you come here today, right? You feel regret or you feel happy to come? You feel happy to come? Really? Oh, wow. You're not lying to me, eh? Okay. I'm happy to see you too. Three things. God calling. If I just talk about Paul teaching. If I add Peter teaching, Peter say, God calling us not to curse other people. God calling us to bless other people. Okay? And then when you bless other people, God going to bless you even more. And then Paul also say that God call us not only to believe in our Lord Jesus Christ. According to Philippians 1:29, God calls
to suffer for our Lord Jesus Christ. If you have a close fellowship with Jesus Christ, you know what to do, and you did it in due time, He's going to bless you. You say, you listen to me, then your project in Europe, I listen to you too. Psalm 37, verse 4. If you delight in the Lord, the Lord say, I fulfill the desire of your heart. When I see that you did something good, I pray for blessing for you. Just like ever since I heard that, Paul say that, I heard this, you did that. I give you a higher blessing. According to Isaiah chapter 44, verse 26, the Lord will fulfill the message of the messenger. Whatever his messenger say, as long as that's the word of God, and he will deliver it. When he spoke, it came to be. When he commanded, it stood firm. So I end here. I only finish A, B, C. I only finish A. God calling. Our Heavenly Father, hear my prayer. Listen to my cry for mercy. Help us to remember your calling to us. We want to listen to your voice and do exactly what you want us to do so that we see your blessing. I pray all this in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen.